This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese health officials report Monday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak surpassed 70,000, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,800. About 11,000 of those infected have already recovered from the virus. China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported 100 more deaths Monday as more healthcare workers arrived to help the medical system that has been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. The majority of the cases found outside of China have been passengers on a cruise ship under quarantine in Yokohama, Japan. Charlie De La Desma reports on the cruise ship situation.
The National People's Congress says it believes it's necessary to postpone the gathering to give top priority to people's lives, safety and health. The announcement comes as the Chinese military dispatches hundreds more medical workers and extra supplies to the city hardest hit by the two-month-old outbreak. The Congress is due to start on March 5.
And economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industries due to the virus could trigger recessions in Japan and in Singapore. Reuters' Gloria Tso.
The State Department says 14 people on those flights confirmed to them they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to get on the planes because they were not showing any symptoms. All the evacuees, about 340 in total, will be kept in quarantine for 2 weeks at two Air Force bases. Meanwhile, officials in Japan say more than 450 people from the Diamond Princess cruise ship